Running Rebels is a community youth organization in Milwaukee founded by Executive Director Victor Barnett. His group provides positive choices for young men in Milwaukee.
He joined us last week from our studios in Milwaukee, along with one young man in the Running Rebels program, his son, Lil Vic Barnett. Lil Vic and others in the program are using music to spread a positive message to youth facing daily pressures of violence, drugs, truancy, and other problems. Victor, welcome to Central Time.
Sure.
And Lil Vic, thanks for coming up to the studio.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, Victor, let's start with you and talk a little bit about Running Rebels. Tell us about the youth you're working with in this mentoring and the after-school programs you have.
Sure. Running Rebels is a youth-serving agency that's been in existence 35 years now. We just celebrated 35 years, so we're very excited. And it's built upon the principles, same principles that it started with, which is forming strong relationship with our young people so that we can help steer them in the right direction so that they can set goals and reach those goals.
And I understand mentoring is a big part of this.
Yes, mentoring is definitely a big part of what we do. We have a strong mentoring program, and mentoring is a component of everything we do, such as a basketball coach might think he's just going to be coaching, but that's not the case because he is a mentor and he is a person that can form that relationship with a young person and be able to help them see things clearer.
And Lil Vic, let's bring you in this. I know you worked with a mentor there, Day Hill, and you've worked on music together. Talk about him and how you work together.
Yeah, Day is like really important to me because like, when we're up in the studio, he's not just, like, let's say we have to record something in one day. He's not just going to be strict. He's going to have fun with me, and he's always going to make it fun. He's always been a good role model, showing me the good things and the good way to go.
And, Victor, I understand Day is an alum of Running Rebels. He's been through the program and is working not just with Lil Vic, but other people as well.
Yeah, Day's been with us probably about 6-7 years now. When he came, he wanted to be involved in the studio and just do his music, but found out that there's a lot more careers and possibilities in regards to entertainment. Now he's probably one of the better studio engineers in the city for his age. He also does graphic design, audio visual, so he's well-rounded and has found out there's a lot of possibilities in the entertainment field.
And Lil Vic, tell us a little bit about how you got started as a rapper.
It all started a couple years ago. We were coming back from an agency trip because every year we take a couple kids that deserve it and we go out of town. And we were coming back on the bus and like we were just talking. And we started making up words to go with the alphabet. And that formed a song called the ABC song. And we just came up with different words. And then my sister was like, yeah, you have a really nice rapping voice. I was like, yeah, I want to become a rapper. And that's when, at the Rebels, Day started helping me. And we got in the studio and started recording songs, positive songs.
I understand you have a song that that was written about your grandma. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the song is called Everything's Gonna Be Alright. And we started coming up with ideas when my grandma died of cancer. And it's basically talking about everybody has struggles and everybody has bad things. But we have to keep our head up because in the end, good things will always come out of it.
Victor, is that a part of the message at Running Rebels, dealing with that kind of adversity, whether it's a death in the family or something else, and knowing that everything's going to be all right if you deal with it the right way?
Most definitely. We want our young people that are dealing with so much hopelessness now to understand that adversity is there. All adults go through it, and if you do the right things and you have the right support, everything will be all right. And that's the message that we try to get across through our music at the program.
And Lil Vic, you rap about things like community violence. What kind of message are you trying to get across to people who hear you in the Milwaukee area?
Well, like in my song No More, I'm trying to get the message of the kids that just because you see these things on the news and just because you see them in your neighborhood doesn't mean it's right or cool. You don't have to follow them. You can make your own path and be good.
And Lil Vic, why is it important for you to send that message? I mean, a lot of people are musicians. They sing, they rap, they play an instrument, and, you know, they have fun with it. They sing about whatever. Why was it important to you to have a message in what you're saying?
Because I want Milwaukee to be a better place, because all these rappers, all these famous rappers, I'm pretty sure most of them aren't talking about let's come together, let's be all right. No, they're talking about guns and bad things like that. And my message, I'm hoping to get across because I would like Milwaukee to be a better place and all.
And speaking of bringing people together, Victor, I know that Lil Vic's music videos, he's done things with other people. A lot of it's a group effort with people who are in Running Rebels, either as youth or as mentors. So it's not just one mentor, one kid. It's a wider effort.
Oh, most definitely. Everything with Running Rebels was born upon the family principles from the music. As you see, we always work together. There's a lot of brainstorming, sitting around talking about things, even with our basketball. I mean, we have a gentleman that's now playing professional ball with the Golden State Warriors, and he had more than one coach. He had a whole bunch of coaches and a whole bunch of mentors. So we really believe in team and the saying of it takes a village to raise a child. It definitely takes us working as a team as we mentor and work with our young people.
Talking to Victor Barnett with the community youth organization Running Rebels in Milwaukee. Also, Victor Barnett Jr., also known as Lil Vic, a rapper himself. And I want to listen now to a little bit. This is a project, a lot of different rappers involved in this one. We'll hear Lil Vic's part of it. This is a song called Be a Bridge. So, Lil Vic, tell us about that. That's you and then a lot of... It's a who's who rapper list in Milwaukee, it seems like. Talk about that song a little bit.
Well, it started off as a movement last year. This year, our movement is 300 strong, and last year it was Be a Bridge. We had people from the North and South Side go on this march, and it was a really big event, and the song is basically about we all have to come together, and it's not just about one person. It's about everybody.
And, Victor... first, I'll say listeners can see the whole video of this. We've got it posted on the Central Time Facebook page. And in that video, there are clips from social justice leaders of the past, Martin Luther King Jr. In Milwaukee, Vel Phillips, current movements. I think the rally Lil Vic was just talking about. Can you talk, Victor, about the significance of tying together what you're doing there today with the history of these movements?
Yeah, I think it's important to make sure that we honor the work that was done in the past and connect that to what's going on now and the work that Vel Phillips and Mr. Grappi did. I think it really is important that we get our young people to understand the history and the struggles and the fights that went on. So then now as we fight some of these similar fights, I think we can connect the two and be able to be more effective in the struggles that we're trying to do.
Lil Vic, tell us some more about some of your other music. I think you've got a full-length album and other videos. What kind of things do you talk about in those?
Like I stated earlier, it's about positivity, everybody coming together and keeping your head up, and how the violence is affecting everybody, not only me, not only the people in our city, but people from everywhere.
And Victor, if there are young people out there or parents maybe in the Milwaukee area saying, hey, I want to get involved with Running Rebels as a youth or as a mentor, how can they get involved?
Well, the easiest way is to give us a call at 414-264-8222. RunningRebels.org is the website. But another big thing that I think we need to do as adults is support our young people. So as I'm trying to convince young people and young adults to do positive music, I think it is so important that we show them that support. So when young people are really big upon views and how many people are watching their videos and things, I think it's important that people go watch these videos. If Lil Vic is making an effort to sell his CD project that has nothing but positive music, I think it's very beneficial when he tell and talk to others and let them know that he's able to have his own little business selling his CD. And then they'll wonder, you mean there's a lot of people that want to hear positive music? I think there are. And we just need to make sure that we as adults are showing that support to our youth as they do positive things.
Victor, a lot of people might, you know, they'll hear the phrase inner city youth and stereotypes or images pop into their heads. What do you wish people outside of Milwaukee knew about the kids there that you work with that we don't know?
I think the biggest thing is that all young people are not terrible and bad. I think the picture is being painted that if one young person do something wrong and 50 young people can do something positive, sometimes we don't even hear about the positive. So, yes, we have some young people that need redirection and that mentoring component, but then there's a lot of young people such as Lil Vic and a lot of the other youth at the Running Rebels organization and other organizations that are doing great things, but we just don't hear about those things enough.
Well, Vic, you're in seventh grade, is that right?
Yeah.
And do you see other, you know, kids in your classes, kids in your school taking on this positive message they want to do, whether it's music or other ways? Are they wanting to pick up the positive message that you're selling?
Yeah, because I go to my school and I tell people about my music. And people often seem interested and they often like my music. And they say, well, it's different and I like it because it's positive and it's talking about what we really need to do as a city.
And Victor, what's next for Running Rebels? Are there new things on the horizon? You mentioned, you know, the basketball, the mentoring, the music. What's next?
Well, I really, as a little kid, my dream was to help change the world. I think right now I have a mission that I'm on to try to help Milwaukee get right. Milwaukee had problems in the past with working together, but right now I'm excited about where we are in regards to the community starting to work together from, you know, schools and other community organizations. I'm very excited. We're part of a movement called 300 Strong, where we're hoping to continuously be able to work with 300 young people as well as a lot of community organizations coming together. And that's something that we didn't used to do, but I'm excited about now Milwaukee working together and correcting this city and having Milwaukee be the beautiful, great city that it should be.
And well, Vic, let's end with you. What are your hopes for the future? What do you hope to accomplish and see happen in your community?
I hope to make an improvement on all this violence and negativity, and I hope that all these kids will learn the message that you don't have to follow people who are doing wrong just because you see a lot of them in your neighborhood. You can make your own path.
Well, Vic, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And Victor, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Victor Barnett Sr., founder and executive director of the group Running Rebels. It's a youth agency in Milwaukee. Also talking to his son, 12-year-old Victor Barnett Jr. He raps under the name Lil Vic, and we've been talking about the community-building messages he's been trying to share in his music. You can find out more, by the way. We've got a link to Running Rebels and the work of Lil Vic. You can find that over on the Central Time Facebook page.
Some days are good and some will be bad, but I keep my head up and give thanks for what I have. I set my goals high and plan what I would achieve. Anything is possible as long as I believe. When I look to the future looks bright. I stay on the right path of the truth and the light. Yeah.